There is a thing every private pilot learns in the second or third hour of training, and most beginners assume it is solved by simply not loading too much weight into the airplane. It is called weight and balance. And weight and balance is not just about how much you put in, it is about where you put it. The airplane has a center of gravity envelope defined by the manufacturer, with a forward limit and an aft limit. Inside the envelope, the airplane flies the way it was designed to. Outside it, the airplane either will not rotate on takeoff because it is too nose-heavy, or it will not recover from a stall because it is too tail-heavy. The total weight matters. The distribution matters more. You can be at maximum gross takeoff weight inside the envelope, and the airplane flies just fine. You can also be 500 pounds under gross with the wrong distribution, and the airplane is not safe to fly. Same airplane, same fuel load, different center of gravity, different outcome. Real estate deals get capitalized the same way. The total amount of money matters. The distribution across the capital stack and the order in which that money gets paid back in the waterfall matters more. Two operators can put the same total dollars into the same property, one balanced, one not. The deal flies the same on paper. The deal does not fly the same when the wind shifts. This is Runways and Rent Rolls, the flight plan for serious property operators. Welcome aboard. Today's episode is about the structural side of how commercial real estate deals get capitalized. It is the episode I get asked about more than any other, in private, after the consultation calls finish. How do you fund these deals? Who owns what? Who gets paid first when the building sells? Where does an outside capital partner fit? What protections does that partner have? How is the upside split? The answers are not nearly as mysterious as the syndication podcast world makes them sound. Most of what I am going to walk you through is plain financial literacy, the same material a first-year MBA student would see in a real estate finance class. It is also material that, once you understand it, makes you a meaningfully better operator on your own deals, whether you ever take outside capital or not. A clear word on what this episode is and is not before we get into the substance. This episode is education. It is not an offering. It is not a pitch. ERG has two specific paths for capital partners that I will name at the end, one concrete, one gated, behind an accredited investor verification process on a separate page. We do not discuss specific opportunities until verification is complete. That is not me being coy. That is how the federal securities rules around private offerings work, and the gate is the gate for everyone's protection. The first three quarters of this episode is education. The last piece names ARG's two paths in the same education not pitching frame. If you want to evaluate ARG specifically, the path is on the website, not on the podcast. Let me start with the capital stack, because the capital stack is the longitudinal axis of the weight and balance picture. It is the order in which different kinds of money sit in a deal, from the most protected at the bottom to the most exposed at the top. At the bottom of the stack sits senior debt. This is typically the first mortgage on the property. It is the most protected position because the senior debt holder has a first lien on the asset. If the property goes into foreclosure, the senior debt holder gets paid before anybody else. In exchange for that protection, the senior debt holder accepts the lowest yield. They are not in the deal to capture the upside. They are in the deal to be paid back with interest on a defined schedule, with the property as their security. Senior debt typically runs 60 to 75% of the total capital, depending on lender, asset class, and market conditions. Above senior debt sits mezzanine debt, sometimes shortened to mezz. Mezzanine debt is a second position loan. The mezz lender takes a second lien on the asset, or sometimes a pledge of the equity in the entity that owns the asset, depending on how the deal is structured. The mezz lender accepts more risk than the senior, because in foreclosure the senior gets paid first, and the mezz gets paid only if there is anything left. In exchange for that additional risk, the mezz earns a higher interest rate. Mezzanine debt is not in every deal. It shows up most often in larger deals where the senior debt cannot stretch to the full amount the borrower wants to finance, and the borrower needs to fill the gap between senior debt and equity without raising more equity. Above mezz sits preferred equity. Preferred equity is not debt. It is an equity position with a contractual preference. The preferred equity holder agrees to put cash into the deal in exchange for a defined return, paid before the common equity gets anything. The preferred return is typically a fixed percentage paid current if cash flow allows, with any unpaid amount accruing and paid at a later point in the deal. Preferred equity sits above debt in the stack because in foreclosure, the debt gets paid first. But it sits below common equity in terms of the priority of cash distributions during the hold period. Preferred gets paid first out of operating cash flow. Common gets paid out of what is left. At the top of the stack sits common equity. Common equity is the most exposed position. The common equity holder receives whatever is left after the senior debt is serviced, the mezz is serviced, the preferred return is paid, and the operating expenses are covered. In a deal that performs well, the common equity captures the upside because the debt and the preferred have fixed payment ceilings, and the common equity has the entire residual claim on appreciation and excess cash flow. In a deal that performs badly, the common equity gets wiped out first. The senior debt is wiped out last, if at all. That is the longitudinal axis. Senior debt at the bottom, mezzanine in the middle, preferred equity above mezz, common equity at the top, most protected at the bottom, most upside potential at the top. The center of gravity of the deal sits somewhere in the middle of the stack, and where it sits, how much senior debt versus how much equity, determines whether the deal is conservative or aggressive on its weight and balance. Now the lateral axis, the waterfall. The waterfall is the order in which cash gets distributed once it has been collected from the property. It is the rule book for who gets paid what, in what order, after the operating expenses are covered and the debt service has been paid. The waterfall lives inside the partnership agreement or the operating agreement of the entity that owns the property. It is the contract between the sponsor, the operator running the deal, and the limited partners, or LPs, the passive capital partners providing most of the equity. The standard waterfall has three or four tiers, depending on how the deal is structured. Tier 1 is the preferred return. The LPs are paid a defined percentage on their invested capital before the sponsor gets anything beyond their salary or asset management fee. 8% is a common preferred return level in commercial real estate, but it varies by deal, by asset class, and by sponsor. Tier 2 is the return of capital. After the preferred return is paid current, the LPs are paid back their original investment in full before the sponsor's promote kicks in. Tier 3 is the promote. The promote is the sponsor's share of profits above and beyond the preferred return and the return of capital. The promote is the mechanism by which the sponsor, the operator running the deal, captures upside disproportionate to their actual cash investment. A common structure is an 80-20 split above the preferred return, meaning the LPs get 80% of the profits and the sponsor gets 20%. Some deals add a fourth tier, called a hurdle, where the split changes once the LPs hit a higher return level. For example, 80-20 until the LPs hit a 15% internal rate of return, 70-30 after that, 60-40 above 20%. The hurdles align the sponsor's incentives with strong performance. The better the deal does, the larger the sponsor's share. The terms you will hear in syndication conversations all live inside this waterfall structure. Preferred return, promote, carry. GP and LP, general partner is the sponsor. Limited partner is the passive equity investor. Capital call, when the sponsor asks the LPs for additional money beyond the original commitment, typically because the deal needs more equity than projected. Catch up, when the sponsor's promote share is calculated retroactively after the LPs hit a hurdle, so the sponsor catches up to the contractual split before the next tier kicks in. None of these terms are tricks. They are the standard mechanics of a private real estate partnership, and they have been the standard mechanics for decades. The two structures most common today on the equity partnership side are joint ventures and syndications. A joint venture is typically a deal between a small number of partners, often with each partner contributing capital and operational expertise. A syndication is a structured offering by a sponsor to a larger group of passive investors, typically formed as a limited partnership or limited liability company with the sponsor as general partner or managing member. Syndications in the United States are almost always structured under one of the federal Red D exemptions, most commonly Rule 506B, which allows up to 35 non-accredited investors with substantive pre-existing relationships and no general solicitation, or Rule 506C, which allows general solicitation but restricts the offering to verified accredited investors only. Reg D is a federal exemption from securities registration. The offering is still a security. It just does not have to be registered with the SEC the way a public stock offering would be. Here's where I want to be direct with you before I name ARG's specific paths in the next section. Everything I have just walked through, capital stack, waterfall, preferred return, promote, GP and LP, SyndicEdge D, is education. It is the same content you would find in any real estate finance textbook or any SEC educational publication. ARG is a California real estate brokerage. ARG is not a securities broker-dealer. ARG does not currently operate as a syndication sponsor. ARG does not currently run a Reg D offering. The educational content above is not a description of any ARG offering, present or planned. It is the structural literacy you need to evaluate any real estate deal where outside capital is involved, including deals that have nothing to do with ARG. I am being explicit about this because the line between education and offering is the line that the federal securities rules police hardest. The cost of crossing that line accidentally is not the operator's reputation. It is the entity's. So when ARG ever describes its own paths, ARG describes them in the narrowest possible language, with the gate exactly where it belongs. Now, the cross-reference to last week's episode before the ARG paths. Last episode walked six deal types working in 2026: distressed value-add multifamily, business purpose bridge lending, BRR with operational uplift, opportunity zones, 1031 exchanges, and net lease single tenant. Each has a natural capital stack fit, and the fit is worth naming because the two axes are practical, not abstract. Distressed value-add multifamily, the 8 to 32 unit Sacramento play, typically capitalizes with senior debt at 60 to 70%, often a bridge loan with a 12 to 24 month term. No mezzanine, because the deal size does not justify the layer, and the rest as common equity from the sponsor and a small number of LPs in a joint venture or syndication structure. The waterfall tends toward higher preferred returns to the LPs, because the negative cash flow during the rehab period means everyone needs alignment on a long hold horizon. McElroy's frame from last week applies directly. The capital partners betting on these deals are betting on the operator class first and the asset second. Business purpose bridge lending, the lender CTA we named last week, sits in a structurally different position. The bridge lender is in the senior debt position, not an equity partner, not in the waterfall on the equity side, paid by the borrower according to the loan terms with the property as security. This is the cleanest capital partnership lane in commercial real estate from a regulatory standpoint. The lender is a direct creditor on a real estate transaction, not an investor in a pooled vehicle. The instrument is a loan, not a security. Typically uses senior debt for the acquisition, plus the operator's own cash for the rehab, with a cash-out refinance at stabilization. The waterfall is usually simple. Operator owns 100% of the equity. Where the operator brings in a partner for rehab capital, the partner typically takes a preferred return and a defined exit at refinance before the operator's promote kicks in. Opportunity zone deals overlay a qualified opportunity fund structure on top of a normal capital stack. Equity flows through the QF entity, and the hold is mechanical at 10 years to capture the full tax benefit. 1031 exchanges do not change the capital stack at all. They change the tax treatment of the exit on the sold property. The mechanics live at the qualified intermediary and the CPA. Net lease single tenant capitalizes with conservative senior debt, 55 to 65%, equity from a single LP or small JV, and a simple waterfall because the cash flow is stable and predictable. Each deal type has a capital stack that fits it. The wrong stack on the right deal will not fly. The right stack on the wrong deal will not fly either. Now, ARG's two paths for capital partners. Education framed. I am not pitching a specific offering. I am telling you the two structures ARG operates today and the gate that sits in front of each one. The first path is lending. ARG originates business purpose hard money loans on Sacramento real estate. These loans fund operators acquiring or rehabilitating investment property in the lanes we walked last episode. The loans are short duration, 12 to 24 months typically, secured by the underlying real property, single asset, business purpose only, not consumer mortgages, not residential refinances on owner-occupied homes. The lender on these loans is in many cases an accredited individual private lender, holding a direct note on a single property. The lender is the senior creditor on the transaction. The instrument is a loan. The instrument is not a security under federal rules, because a direct loan to a borrower secured by real estate, where the lender holds the note in a deed of trust, sits outside the federal private securities framework. If you are an accredited investor and you are interested in funding business purpose loans on Sacramento real estate as a private lender, the path is concrete and direct. Email info@allinclusiverealtygroup.com. We will send the standard private lender package, single asset, single note, business purpose, secured by Sacramento real property, not a fund, not a pooled offering, not a guaranteed return product, a direct loan with the standard senior creditor protections. Frank, our capital lender persona, this is your lane. We have been doing this for years. The package answers the questions you are going to ask before you ask them. The second path is equity. ARG also pursues equity partnerships on selected acquisitions. The structure of those partnerships, the specific opportunities, the specific terms, and the specific underwriting are not topics for a podcast. They are topics for a verified accredited invest conversation on a defined process after the federal securities rules say we are clear to have that conversation. The path looks like this. If you are an accredited investor interested in learning more about future partnership opportunities at ARG, visit invest-bashed-arg on our website to start the accredited verification process. The page is the gate. Verification happens there. We do not discuss specific opportunities until verification is complete. We do not pitch specific deals on the podcast, in email, or in any public-facing channel. The verification process exists for your protection and ours, and the rules around it are not something ARG made up. They are the federal Reg D framework. Patricia, our portfolio-building persona, this is your lane to evaluate at your own pace. Big Pete, if your underwriting on a specific multifamily acquisition reaches the point where you are considering bringing in an equity partner of your own, the educational content above is the literacy you need to structure that conversation, regardless of whether ARG is on the other side of the table or not. Sam, if you are at the stage where the question is whether you should be bringing in any outside capital at all, the educational content is the framework for asking that question well. So, operator-to-operator close. If you are thinking about how to structure your own real estate deals, here are the questions to ask before you decide on the capital structure. First, what is the expected hold period? Short-duration bridge debt fits a 12 to 24-month rehab and refinance. Long-term fixed senior debt fits a 5 to 10-year hold. A capital stack mismatched to the hold horizon, short debt on a long hold, long debt on a short flip, creates the same problem as bad weight and balance on an airplane. Second, who is the operator and what is the operator class? McElroy's frame from last week carries directly here. The capital partner is not buying the property. The capital partner is buying the operator. Same property, two different operator classes, two completely different outcomes. Questions to ask of any sponsor. How many cycles have you operated through? What was your worst deal and what did you learn? Who is the operations team day to day? What is your downside underwriting at base versus stress? Third, what is the waterfall and where is the alignment? A high preferred return with a modest promote aligns the sponsor with delivering current cash flow. A low preferred with a high promote at higher hurdles aligns the sponsor with maximum exit value. Neither is wrong. The LP needs to know which behavior the sponsor will be incentivized toward over the hold period. Fourth, what protections does the capital partner have if the deal goes sideways? In a debt position, the lien and the loan terms. In an equity position, the operating agreement, capital call provisions, removal rights, key person clauses, voting thresholds on major decisions. Read those clauses before you write the check, not after. Fifth, has the offering been blessed by Securities Council, Reg D filings exist for a reason. A sponsor offering an equity position without a Form D filing, without a PPM, and without an accredited verification process is either operating outside the rules or not telling you the structure. Either is a reason to walk away. If you want to talk through whether a specific deal in your underwriting queue is structured well, capital stack, waterfall, alignment, protections, the runway sign on the page below this episode says investing. That is where you click through to book a free 30-minute consultation. Bring the deal terms. We will walk it together. The walkthrough is an honest read on the structure, not a pitch. If you are an accredited investor curious about the lending lane, direct note, single asset, business purpose, secured by Sacramento Real Property, info at allinclusiverealtygroup.com gets you the standard private lender package the same business day. If you are an accredited investor interested in learning more about future equity partnership opportunities, the verification process starts at /investwithERG on our website. We do not discuss specific opportunities until verification is complete. The gate is the gate. And if you are ever interested in becoming a pilot yourself, do not hesitate to reach out. The thing pilots get right that most investors get wrong is that the weight and balance gets calculated before the airplane is in the air, not after. That habit, applied to the capital stack and the waterfall on every deal you evaluate for the rest of your life, will save you more money than any single deal will ever make you. You have been listening to Runways and Rent Rolls, where altitude meets asset management, the flight plan for serious property operators. Until next week, fly the panel.